And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs.
When we're right. Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys. Back. Thanks for tuning in. We're actually going to talk about a little bit of chicken because I think, hey, happy Labor Day. Everybody gets a Monday off, hopefully, if you're listening, or at least some time off this weekend to just sit back, relax, and get yourself ready for the fall season. And, boy, there's a lot of barbecue that happens when we do this. And one of the popular things is chicken on the barbecue. So we talked a little bit about me ruining some on my my flat top. But rotisserie, I think that's something that's just really overlooked. Yeah, I have one. Do you use yours much?
I have two, yep.
Right.
I have two. I have one for my tech, and I have one for that big South American stainless grill. Yep. I have them also mounted on a beam right out in the grill shack, so they're convenient. And I see them, and I remember them.
Right.
That's a big deal.
Yeah,
when a lot
right.
of people get rotisseries, they throw it in the shed with everything else.
Right.
And the next thing you know, the wife's putting yard signs on it.
Right.
You know, pounding it in the ground. Don't park here.
Right.
So that was my way of forcing myself to be more cognizant and, I guess, pre-plan it, pre-think it.
Yeah. So a couple things when I think rotisserie is indirect heat generally. You don't want it right over the coals because you're going to get drippings from a chicken. They're going to flare up. So if you build
very
if you got
often.
Your, to your left and right of your rotisserie, if you look straight down from the meat that's on there, have your flame left and right of it. So
depending on what you're making, how yep. big the protein pieces are. Now, like if it's shish kebab, I don't mind it being right
over
the
We're talking
heat.
Chicken.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying you might have skinless, boneless thighs on skewers.
That's true.
And in that case, you might want a little char on your veggies. You might want a little char on your chicken.
Yeah,
char on your chicken. And it depends on the meat you're doing. We were also really kind of talking spits. And so whatever you're cooking, you're right. A lot of things are going to be very fat, and they're going to reduce, and that grease will drip on the fire. But if you do it right, it'll drip behind your fire, and that'll run down into your fire, and it'll just add
some smoke flavor.
Yes, yeah. It'll add more savory. Taste.
Spit and rotisserie are synonymous terms on the Grilling Guys.
Yeah.
We're not spitting on meat. So, okay, let's talk a little bit about preparing it because you've got a spatchcock on there. We've talked about this many times before, but probably just hit it again.
Maybe a lot of people don't know.
Right.
But it's basically when you cut the backbone, the spine out of a chicken, you turn it into a politician.
Right.
There's no spine.
That's right. Yeah.
And then when you do that, you open it up and you take a boning knife. If you don't have one, go get one. And you slide it down the inside of those ribs up against the meat. So you just get those rib bones out of there. It just makes for a better presentation. Mm-hmm. It's a little safer piece of meat.
Right.
And it's easier to eat. It's all about your guest.
So,
'cause you're an animal.
Right.
When you're on the grill, you're cutting off the stuff you're grilling and just eating it on the spot. You're not worried about you.
Right.
You'll take care of you.
Right.
It's mama.
Cook never goes hungry.
It's mama
right.
and the mother-in-law and the in-laws or whoever's
kids, whatever.
Yeah, are joining you. You're trying to make that perfect presentation for them. And when you take those out and I'm going to actually oil the meat side of that chicken.
Yeah, not the skin side, but the meat side, yep.
And I'm going to cook that side first
right.
because what I want to, and I'm going to go really low heat.
Yep.
I'm not going to be direct or indirect. I don't care about that so much as temperature and grill surface. I want to keep that around 300.
Right.
And when I do that, I'm going to close the lid to achieve that 300 because it might be 250 open, but it might go up to 3 when you shut the lid.
Right.
And that's a big
deal.
So
low to medium heat on your grill.
That's a big deal.
If you don't have a thermometer, but if you don't get one.
Yeah. And if you want to go totally indirect, you know, turn a couple burners off or put your charcoal on one side and, you know, slide it over to the other. Either way, I'm going to have that skin side up at first, and I'm going to put my meat side, my raw meat side down, but I'm going to oil it, and I'm going to salt and pepper it, put maybe some, you know, here's a nice thing to do. just get a couple nice stalks of rosemary and set those on your grate and put the chicken on that.
On top of it.
It's wonderful.
Right.
Yeah. And then when you're done, you can toast those up and use them for salads or whatever you want to do. You can throw them on the grates for a minute and chop them up. But what I'm doing is I'm reducing the fat under that skin, and that fat's going to run through the chicken then. And I want to do that as much as I can, because that's the natural flavor for a chicken. That's your beautiful, juicy, moist fat.
So you get that meat side cooked like you want it, and you're going to flip it over to crisp up the skin.
And
right?
Now I've already taken a bunch of that fat out from under the skin.
Right.
So I'm less likely to have a hazardous grilling scenario, because that fatty chicken skin can really go
burn in a hurry,
jiggy on you quick.
Right.
Well, it can just catch fire.
Right. Exactly.
And it'll surprise you, especially when you're touching it.
Yeah.
And you just bump it a touch, and a big puddle of that oil runs right into the flame, and that thing just explodes in your hands.
Right. Yep. We've all had that happen.
Yeah.
And if you haven't, good for you.
Yeah.
But you burn the hair off your arms.
You don't need hair on your arms.
Right.
Anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. But you'll know when it's done. Temperature 165 degrees. Poke it in the thigh. That's usually the part that cooks the slowest, especially in the spatchcock. That's going to be the thickest piece.
And the
breast is going to be laying flat on the grill.
And it's not just the thigh. You want to go in the hip joint.
Right.
And you want to go up front on a joint. And you want to bring those joints to, like, I'm saying 165 minimum.
Right.
Which means your skin and your outer meat's already going to be at 175. So now you're in the area where you're going to have the potential to dehydrate it. I would tell you, depending on the type of texture you're looking for on the product when you're done, having a bath for it of something, whether it's a marinade direction you're trying to go, some sort of profile. But I would be, when I open that thing up and set it down, I'm going to put that raw meat side down on the bath, and I don't care if it's Italian dressing.
Right.
Put it in something, because that's the only part where you run the risk of the meat drying out. If you're sitting there in a bath and the skin's on top, you can hold it for a long time and not have a problem. And this is a product.
You're
that
saying this bath is after you've cooked it?
Yes.
Right, to hold it.
Could be whatever you marinated it in. Make a little extra and have that ready.
Let me throw that caution out there. Do not put your finished product in the same marinade bucket that you put your raw product in. Bob said something that I think is very, very valid not to miss, is that if you want to put it back in the same marinade, have two containers. The one you put the raw product in, throw it away. And the one that you got that didn't have the raw product in it, that's the one you want to give it a little basting or a bath with.
Yeah, and if we're talking about we're staying on spatchcock, you've got a whole chicken folded, or a turkey folded out on you. It's really cool looking.
Yep.
It's very easy now to cut in front of your guests, because all the joints are evident, your skin's up, you can throw those rosemary sprigs on top, and you walk out with a big butcher block and just carve that baby up. Maybe you got three or four of them.
Right.
But just having the marinade around will help you hold it, and this is a
keep it moist.
This is a product that it's a little less easy to predict when it's done. So those things I want to go early on, because I can hold the temperature easy in a million different ways. But I don't want everybody waiting, because I misjudged my grill, griddle, Blackstone, you name it.
Yep.
My ran out of gas. Well, I want that thing done.
Yeah.
And that's going to park, because even if I park it on the table, here's something somebody could invent. How about a butcher block platter with a nice insulated cover that was a presentation-looking thing?
Right.
Because now you can hold your food and keep the bugs off it.
Right.
So somebody go make one of those.
Yeah, watch out for the Grilling Guys products. Here it comes, right? Yeah. But anyway, so Conrad just gave me three fingers, so that means we're almost out of time. So we're gonna hit the
really
Dutch
like
oven.
You, does he?
We can hit the Dutch oven in a minute, because that's where I know that's going to take us through the end of the show. So anyway, you are listening to Grilling Guys, Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we've talked a little chicken. Coming up next, Dutch oven. Clear out your freezer, because you can make almost anything in one of those things. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.